Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Wednesday afternoon. There's so much going on as we head through the next couple of hours. I do want to let you know, tomorrow we have the commissioner from the Department of Veterans Affairs, Daniel Gade, is going to be with us, because Monday is Hire a Veteran Day. And I just wanted to touch base with him. You know, Governor Youngkin's administration is doing a lot to highlight that. And somebody else who served as governor, who did so much for veterans, for first responders, for school teachers, for students, just everybody who was a Virginian, is a good friend to this program, a wonderful, wonderful son of Virginia, Doug Wilder. And former Governor Wilder is joining us. Governor, good afternoon, my friend.
Jeff, good to be with you as always. Great to hear you and know you're still doing well.
I am indeed. My sons, Democrats like you, are still plotting against me, but otherwise we're okay.
Well, speaking of plots, there seems to have been some plots to get me.
I know. All right. So now listen, you are Doug Wilder. I mean, I guess officially L. Douglas Wilder. The school is named for you. What are these people at VCU doing? Tell us what's going on.
Well, it's an undercurrent, but it surfaced and has shown itself through the actions of one person who just couldn't suppress it, and he expressed himself, and it pretty much was condoned, accepted, tolerated, and they joined with him to the extent of agreeing with him, wanted to pay him money after he threatened me. After he said how badly I messed up, I've had no conversation with this person relative to anything that he's talking about. As you know, during the gubernatorial election, I didn't endorse anybody. I didn't say anything. All of them speak to the facts, speak to the issues, and speak to the people and for, I thought, the people of Virginia. And yet, sometime early Sunday, January the 30th, this man out of the clear blue sent me this message, giving me a mess. Wow, what a crap show. He didn't say crap. It will be 4 years of disaster. I'm so disappointed on anyone who thought he was a better choice. Pure stupidity. I am beyond disgusted and disappointed in anyone who could have missed the obvious. Welcome the Nazis. Now, he calls the Youngkin administration a bunch of Nazis, and yet his job as the director of the performance management group is to train state and municipal employees in government and to acquaint them with the issues affecting what they do and how they do it. I was beyond shocked. I just couldn't believe it.
So you see this, and let's be perfectly blunt here. You, during the campaign for governor between now Governor Youngkin and former Governor McAuliffe, you are out front. You talked about issues. You talked, as you always have for decades, about what's important to the people of Virginia. And you're quite right. Try as many did to get you to endorse somebody, you didn't endorse anybody.
and you just spoke to those issues. So you see this email, you're appalled by it. So what happens next?
Well, what you see, as you know, and you pointed out, America's a nation of free expression.
Right.
You are entitled to think what you want to think, speak as you choose to speak. And so when you found out what happened next, I got this text message from him telling me these kinds of things. Then it turns out that there was a subsequent message that he sent to another person at BCU saying that, he did subsequently write an apology.
Hmm.
And then right away withdrew it, but says that he was shocked to consider what he might read that he texted me, but I can live with it. And if I do or try to do anything at all about it, I'm going to find myself in a bad place. What's more important to me is that when I sent this complaint to, and I followed the protocol, I followed the policy as set forth at VCU, my immediate supervisor was the dean of the School of Government.
Right.
I sent it to her. She took action pretty much immediately, and that action that she took was attempted to be overturned and was, in fact, overturned by the provost, who said to her, you did what? Issued him a letter of dismissal? What and how can we overturn this, given no reason? Now, I want to point out to you, Jeff, and to your listeners, no one at VCU, in officialdom or otherwise, since my complaint was filed, has reached out to speak to me, talk to me, communicate to me. There has been no investigation of at all, no communication. Now, talking to John Reed earlier this morning, he said, my goodness, if this happens to you, look what could happen to other people. It does happen to other people. I hear from any numbers of people who say this continues, it goes on. As a matter of fact, several matters have been reported. There's been no effort to communicate. This university does not belong to Michael Rao.
Right.
It does not belong to the Board of Visitors. It belongs to the people of Virginia. It is the taxpayer school, and the taxpayers, in my judgment, have not warranted anyone to run the school based on discrimination, prejudice, race, or anything else, and denying people the opportunity to speak as freely as they choose and to associate with whom they choose.
Wow. So, you know, there's a part of me, Governor, where I'm thinking, well, they're saying somebody somewhere is going to go, well, we didn't know how to get in touch with it. I'm thinking it's Doug Wilder sitting in his office at the Doug Wilder School of Government. Somebody on campus knows where that is, right?
But I contacted them
and
wrote them. I wrote for Dr. Rao and told him what was going on. More importantly, I went before the Board of Visitors on Friday, May the 13th, I appeared before the entire Board of Visitors. Rao was there, the provost was there, everyone was there, and I let him know not only what went on in that instance, but the other circumstances that were going on that the Black Education Association had spoken to. They were very upset.
Mm-hmm.
They still not been resolved in terms of those issues. And as I said, as of this hour, not a single person from BCU has tried to contact me.
Wow. All right, so Governor Wilder, where do we go from here? You have filed a lawsuit.
We go to court. We go to court, and that's why I said this. And I want to be as blunt as I can about it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to court for Doug Wilder. I'm 91 years old, good gracious, you know. I'm fortunate to have been here this long. And we know time runs out for everybody. But I want no one to be treated
right
the way I was treated. Because I know from experience, if they do that to me, God knows, and God help those who have not been so fortunate to achieve what I've achieved. To the credit of the Attorney General, Jason Nyaris, he wrote to the president, and he's told them all, that this man was wrong, that Dean Gooden was absolutely within her rights to fire him, mm-hmm. that he considered what this man has done to me not only harassing and threatening, but not in the keeping of what we tolerate as far as our schools and universities are concerned. Jason Mirai, the Attorney General, who did this and wrote them until they have ignored him.
Jeez.
And paid him no mind as well.
Wow.
That is why the lawsuit.
Yep.
Let's let those who pass judgment as to what's right and wrong according to the law make that decision, and I'm prepared to fight it.
Wow.
And we'll do so.
I am looking forward to it. I am anxious to hear what is revealed during that. And I will tell you, you mentioned that you're 91. I will mention to you again that we love you. We the people of our Commonwealth love you. And look, I have given up on trying to get you run for anything. I figured it out a couple of years back. It doesn't matter how much money I raise, you're not running again. I got it. It's okay. But we still love you.
Love to come on. I got through with you.
Yeah.
But I tell you, This is a serious thing with me.
Yes.
And I have always tried to speak for and fight for the people.
Hell yeah.
I continue to do that. And the whole of my bringing this action
mm-hmm.
is because I want to make certain that the people will be protected by the law, and that the school that we spend the monies for these people to run are not run according to the way they want to do so in
yep.
violation of law, but they likewise have to obey the law, the protocol, and the policies that are set forth.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to check in with you again, sir, as this case proceeds. I wish you nothing but the best. You know that. Nothing but good health.
Thank
and look forward to chatting with you again soon. And again, psst, we do love you. That is former Virginia Governor Doug Wilder, one of the best people, I mean, just as a human being, as a man, that I've ever met. I don't care about his political affiliation. You know what? That's the thing. People are always talking about this party, that party. Doug Wilder's 91 years old. I can guarantee you right now, he's not going to declare tomorrow, I'm actually a Republican, right? He's always been about the people. And I love that about him. I think the world of the guy. I think the world of the guy. And for him to be treated that way at VCU, it is absolutely an abomination. It's 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.